Okay, let's begin. Let's begin with on page Yud Zayin. Okay, let's start on page Yud Zayin about Kosav Tzava Ub Avur Vlod Vinolda Bas. Okay, this the Daf talks about a different situation where a person makes a Tanai. If I have a Vlad, very easy halacha. A man makes a condition, if Hashem blesses me with a Vlad, I accept upon myself a term of Nazirus. And then he has a daughter. So of course he has to be a Nazir. So let's see what it says. B'shut, we'll see the details of the Gemara as we go through this case. B'shut, in the Shut, Shal Shuvis, Tara Lashma, Nishal b'nidoin tzava shekosav bo al shchiv meira echad. A person was about to die and he wrote a tzava, a will. Shetziva sheyidnu l'ploni ben ploni minachosav mea zuz. He issued a command. I want to give so-and-so 100 zuz. Ulchsheyiya loy vlad. And when this individual has a vlad, you should give him another 100 zuz. Yitin loy beiz meiz, give him another 200 for total of 300. The ha'isa ishla muberes be'osezman. At that moment in time, this person's wife was pregnant. V'yoldo loy achar kach bas, and she had a daughter. The halotoy ve'amin hayoshim es habeiz meiozus. The hayoshim toyim shekavonas adim ha'isa al zochav v'loy al nekeva. You hear this? The people who had to pay out the yoshim says that's not what tzava was, a vlad. A vlad in our dictionary means a male child. If you have a boy, you have to make a bris. You got to make a shalom zochar. So it's expensive. I remember they used to say this. If you have a boy, it's expensive. Bris, shalom zachar, moil. You got a lot of expenses to pay.
The wedding.
A girl, you get off scot free.
Until the wedding.
But the truth is, today it's not like that anymore. Today the trend is it's 50-50. Right, today it doesn't make a difference. It's 50-50, so you don't get off scot-free. So Taka goes back, it's cheaper to have a girl in the beginning. They're less expenses in the beginning, at least. Also, the tuition for girls are a lot less than tuition for boys' schools. No? I guess the schools make a lot more money. The people who run girls' schools make a lot more money than people who run boys' schools. Seminaries. Okay, let's go further. The Heishim, so this is the Shiloh. Okay, so this was the Shiloh post to the Torah Lishma. The Heishiv Sheyesh Lechich Mimasha Mishnah. So he says the core, the answer is right in the Mishnah. What kind of Shiloh? What kind of claim do the Yerushim have? This is ridiculous. It says beferish in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir. A person makes a declaration, I will be a Nazir. Lichasheyihi Li Ben, when I have a child, V'nololoi Ben. Hareize Nazir. Noilad loy bas tumtum andiraginus. But let's say he was born to him a bas or a tumtum or andiraginus. Ain't a nazir. That's not part of the condition. But let's say the condition was im amar kishe yihieli vlad, a vlad, afilu noilad loy bas tumtum va andiraginus hareze nazir. So therefore, we pass that it's clear as day that the translation of the word vlad means even a daughter. Now it's a child. Even a daughter. Now, it is a bit of a chiddush, because when it comes to documents, when it comes to nedarim, it all depends on the common use of the language. So it could very well be that in the Mishnah, the word vlad means a child, which includes a daughter. But maybe today in the modern age, maybe when people, yes, the average person in the street, when you say a vlad, what does it mean? So maybe that was the argument of the Yershim, that today, if you go into the street and take a poll and ask people what they mean when they say the word vlad, you might discover that 80% of society associate a vlad with a male child. But that's not the way he passed. And he passed, and it does not matter. He passed like the Mishnah. It's called the Vlad, and therefore, v'atam shevlad mikri afilu nekeva v'lechein gam yidin shashel k'mo shomar b'tzavo vlad koi gam ala nekeva shim kavanasi ala zoche b'vlad hoyo imir kein. Okay, that's one shaila. Next shaila. Aviv shel ubar im nikre abo. Is the father of an uber called? When a person's wife is pregnant, do we still in halacha call the father? The father. L'may nafkamina, let's see. The Mishnah Mavur Sha'omer Hareini Nazir, Lichesheyihya Li Bain, Vipila Ishtoi. and then his wife had a miscarriage. L'das Tanakama Einu Nazir. Why? B'bneish Anu Misupakim Im Havlad Hoye Ben Kayama V'Savik Nazirus Lukula. So according to the Rabbanan, the halacha is he is there's no Nazirus. Now here's the point that we need. Uladas Rebbe Shimon.
Why is
it
a Savik?
He's not a Ben Kayama. He died.
So it's not a
suffering.
Maybe the child died for other reasons. Just because the child died does not mean that
maybe he was born alive and then he died.
Right. The death could be attributed to some freak accident. The baby was a healthy baby. It was called a Ben. It's just due to a freak accident. That's why she had a miscarriage. So according to the Tanakam, we have no way of knowing. We have no way of knowing if the child was a viable child. So therefore, we have a suffix. According to Tanakam, a suffix is zeros lakula. There is no obligation. Uledas Rebbe Shimon, suffix is zeros lachumra. Ulechein therefore yaseh tnai. Therefore, we do not know. Even though the child died, maybe the child was a bar kayama. You become a nazir al tnai. Okay, this is a sugya to itself. Yaseh tnai shim havlad hoya ben kayama harayu nazir choiva. Then I'm fulfilling my obligation. The imlav, if the child was not a ben kayama, so I have no obligation to be a nazir, I hereby accept upon myself a term of nazirus for the very first time. Harehu nazir nidava. Okay, that's the gemara. Now we go into the shaila. Bishut emik halacha. Here, he raised the question. Shalachoyra yesh lahakshas filatmoya al das rebishin. What's the havamina? Sha'af shesavik nezius lahachme veshema havlacha ibn kayam mikomaka mahari oisa adam lo omar ella harini nazi lichsheyehe li bain. When I have a son, the baby never came out of the mother's womb alive. The mother had a miscarriage. It was only a fetus. And the fetus went in miscarriage. The af im ha'ubar hoya bain kayama mikomokam alay noilad bain. L'cha'oira, the translation of the word bain means a fetus that comes to fruition. The baby comes out of the mother's womb alive. Here the mother had a miscarriage. So what difference does it make if the fetus was a bar kayama or not bar kayama? The baby never made it. Umadua soiv Rabbi Shimon sharehu nazir. V'al karchach, sheladas Rabbi Shimon, af uber nikra bein. Therefore, the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that he is a nazir misafik reveals to us that when, in order for a person to be called a father, an abba, a dad, you don't need the baby to come out of the womb. Isn't that an amazing chiddush? That you already call, that's not an American society, I don't think it looks at it like that. You're not called a father until the baby is actually born. Mm-hmm. Are you called a father? Do you have any children?
Otherwise, you can't do an abortion.
You're the father of the child, but you're not a father. Today, would someone call a person in society, you're a father, I have a child, until the baby, until the...
The biological? Was the role...
But if a person, his wife is pregnant for the first time, would you say that this person is a father?
Expectant father.
Respective father. But you would not call him a father. But we have here a revelation from the Mishnah. Well, we see a nafkamina in a moment. A very incredible nafkamina in a moment. Oh, we're going to see. But we see here a chiddush. The fact that Rabbi Shimon says that a person is already a suffix nazir when a wife has a miscarriage, and he made it tonight. If my wife has a bain, I want to be a nazir, and his wife has a miscarriage. We do not know if the baby would have been ben kayam, not ben kayam. He's still a nazir, but he's not called a father. It's not called a bain, and father are synonymous. If it's called a bain, you are automatically an av. If you're an av, then you have a bain. So you see, v'al karach shlodash abishim av uba nikra bain, elish she'anu misupakim im ha uba hoi ben kayama or lo, ulchein sarish yasad tenai ben azirus. V'hine, Hagoin, Rabbi Yosef Engel, b'sifrei beis ha'itzer, don barucha im aviv shalo uba nikra av. He discussed this very shaylam, v'chosav sheyesh lilmoid inyin zem mehanidon b'sugin from our sugya. Ubar nikra bain, exactly what we just mentioned in the halacha. Shadavar baruhu sha'avu bain hein shnei shemos mitstorfim. They are, you cannot separate one from the other. The third sefer that discusses this very shaila. Omnam biyad hamelech kosav shebevadai kolzman shlo yotza havlad chaylavi oilam ein ze kori bein ayin shema shadon mize besugin. Okay, he doesn't tell us to explain the Gemara. He disagrees. Okay, I don't. He doesn't explain the Yad HaMelech. I can't go and look it up, but the Yad HaMelech says that he disagrees. What about our Gemara? Our Gemara appears to say that, that it's not so. Okay, you have to look there to see how he explains the Gemara. Now, what is the nafkamina? Right, that's what you're wondering about. What's nafkamina lahalacha? So nidin zeh negeyal lekama dinim b'neihem sefekai hamechudah shel harav the novel suffix of harav nosan nota Landau. Besifroi Ure Shachar, wake up the Ure Shachar. Al Hadin Amur B'Shulchan Aruch, Shem Yoidim Al Behema Bivadois Mi Ovio, Osor Lishchoit Be Oso Yom Es Hoavies Haben. Oso Vies Bino Lo Sishchatu Biyom Echad.
The mother.
Yeah, but he says it applies also to the father.
The problem is with the father, you never know.
But if you do, that's what.
Let's say you know that there's only one.
If you do know, okay, bivados. If you do know who the father is, the law that itself is a chiddush. Also, the espino is not only the mother. We all know the halacha. Also, the espino lo sishchatu biyom echad. It's not only the mother; it applies to the father. But you have to know who the father is. By animals, can be very difficult to know who the father is. But let's say you have a situation where you know Shem Yonim Abahim Abavada in Niaviyah. So what's the nafkamina? And this, I mean, for us, we don't really appreciate this because we don't live in a society where we shecht animals. We just go to Glatmart or Meishes, and you just pick up a package of meat, right? So we don't. But this was a very serious shaila of keeping track. Oisav v'yespino, and let's say you know who the father is, and you want to shecht the father and the mother on the same day. Well, let's say you want to shecht the father and the couple, the father and a male and a female, and the female happens to be pregnant from the male. So you want to shecht two animals. There's a male animal and a female animal, and the female is currently pregnant, and the female animal is pregnant from this male. So if I'm going to shecht both the male and the female, being that the female is pregnant, I'm violating oisoy the esbino because of the fetus. But that's only if we consider a fetus to be binoy. The Torah says oisoy the esbinoy lo sishchatu biyom echad. If we consider the fetus,
why do you need even the father?
Why do you need the father? Shecht the mother and then
the mother has both. No, but the mother is
ubar yerachimo for the mother, and he says that right here. For the mother, we have another principle in Shas that says we have many other examples of Ben Pekua.
Ben Pekua, cool.
Gzeris HaKosav. There's a special drasha.
Why do you need the bull and the cow?
Also, Ben Pekua
applies
to the father.
Gezeres HaKosav. Ben Pekua is an exception to Oysa. Even if you're going to say that an Ubar is going to be Yerachim, let's see how he says. Okay, you can get
father by a cow. That's what we're saying here. There is.
Bivados.
We know. There's only one bull in the herd.
Bivados.
Any cow that's pregnant is from this bull.
Okay, let's read what it says. Let's read me also lishchoy ba'oisoyim eso avias habein. Din. Okay, so this me also lishchoy ba'oisoyim shem yoidim al behemah bevados mi aviha. So, din noisef mevur b'shulchan aruch shem abehema muberes ein choishem b'shchitasa mishum isur oisav v'yespeno v'yav she b'shchitasa nishchat gam ha'ubar mikol mokom ubar yerech imoy v'ein zen nechshav oisav v'yespeno. Omnom hagoin hanal histapik im mutu lishchit esho av shel ha'ubar v'yes ha'behema ha'muberes v'yomechad. The mother with the fetus, we have a halacha ubar yerechimai. That is a sugya to itself. So Rav Yosef. So the shaila here is, but what about Rav Yosef Engel? I'm not going on now. His topic in mutu lishchid es ho'av shelo ubar v'yasabehema hamuberes b'yamechad v'tala nidoin zebes safek hanal shel ubar nechshav bein. Even though to the mother, it's a chiddush. This is the lamnus. Even though this is his lamnus. Okay, I'm just telling you, let's bring out what it says, whether you like it or not. His lamnus is, even though the ubar relative to the mother, it's called Yerech Imoy. So there's no prohibition to shecht a pregnant animal. You don't find in the Torah anywhere prohibition to shecht a pregnant animal. But maybe with regard to the father, we don't say it's Yerech Imoy. With regard to an outsider, the Ubar is called a Bain. And if we know for a fact that this is the father, and we know the halacha is that if you do know who the father is, you're not allowed to slaughter the father and a child on the same day, just like you may not slaughter a mother and a child on the same day. So it would possibly be a violation of Oso Vies Bino. That's if we consider an Ubar to be called the Bino relative to the father. This Daf Gemara seems to indicate, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, if a person makes a Tanai, I want to be a Nazir if I have a Bain, and then his wife has a miscarriage, he is a Nazir Misafik. Only because we do not know if that fetus was a Ben Kayama. But as far as the fact of having a Bain that has been fulfilled, even though it never came out into this world, even though he was only a fetus. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, only because we are makel, we assume that the fetus was not a Ben Kayama. Not a Ben Kayama, would not have been full term.
You definitely know that the fetus was a male child.
Yes, when the fetus comes out, we can see it's a male child. Yes, so we know it's a male child, because then it would have to be a bin of a vlat. Then you just substitute the case with a vlat. But let's say, so the only reason why we don't pass in like Rabbi Shimon is because we go lekula by nazirus. We assume that the fetus was not a ben kayama. If it's not a ben kayama, it's not called a bain. But if the child, we would know for sure it would have been a ben kayama, then the halacha would be, even according to the chachamim, the halacha would be that he's a nazir vadai, because he had a bain. Why does he have a bain? It's only a fetus. That he's not coming to disagree with the Rabbi Shimon. You know, you can. When there's a miscarriage, you look. Oso v'yespino doesn't make a difference. Oso v'yespino in the context of shechitas bein doesn't make a difference of whether it's a male or a female. Doesn't make a difference. Oso v'yespino lo seshchatu b'yomechad does not make a difference even a female.
Doesn't matter what the child is.
So therefore, the word bino by an animal is translated differently than in the case of the Gemara.
Maybe it's a fetus. Maybe it's a dead fetus
coming. Maybe we don't assume that. We don't assume that. We have a right now, the mother is pregnant, the baby is inside, we have a right to assume everything is A-okay. So you're not allowed. You're not lechatchila. After the fact, will you be required to bring a carbon, then you can say, we might not have been a ben kayama. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to proceed and slaughter the father and the mother.
You chef that the cow is pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And there's an exclusion because you don't know if the cow is pregnant.
Not because, even if you do know, let's say you're 100% certain you know the cow is pregnant.
Yeah, but the exclusion may have been in effect, which you might...
No, that's not the reason. Even if we know for a fact, even if we can tell, there are telltale signs that the cow is pregnant, you're lichatchila allowed to shech the cow, and guess what? You don't even have to shech the baby inside. If you shech the cow, that's ben pekua.
So, what happens if the male and the cow, the male and the female, and she's pregnant, and we don't know who's pregnant? How do you know what's pregnant at the first stage? You don't know.
So if you don't know, you don't know. In the Chinami, we're discussing a situation here. His shaila is limited specifically to a situation where we know for a fact that the female is pregnant from this male, and you want to slaughter this male and this female animal. This is the shaila that is presented, and this is a very great suffix. And it appears this suffix is rooted in the Gemara here. The Gemara here appears to say a chiddush that if a person has wife is pregnant for the very first time, he's already in the status of a father. He's already called an af. He's already called a father. You can already take a tax exemption. You can take a tax exemption. What's the law in the federal tax? If your wife is pregnant, when you do your tax return, can you take
it has to be born. You get a tax.
The child must live 10 minutes before 12 midnight.
Unless IRS checks up, it's a blood.
The check.
So a person, he gets in trouble, you bring him this. You go to the judge, and you present him this, of Yosef Engel, and you see it says in the Talmud that a woman who's pregnant, it's called a vlad. It's called a vlad. You're entitled to get a tax exemption. Okay, let's do the next shaila. An interesting shaila. Okay, one more shaila. Toimim she'echad mehem eina bar kayam. Another shaila. Twins. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, one of the twins does not make it. One of the twins dies. A woman has twins, and one of the twins is aborted. How does that affect the status of the surviving twin? Okay, b'shulchan aruch nifsak she'ein misavlim al tinuk shneilad ad she'yavru shloishim yoim miledaso. A person
does not mourn for a child, an infant who dies if the baby did not live 30 days.
Neifa. Ella, in can you do it, but unless you can be 100% certain shehu ben tisha chadashim shalem kugoyim shabal sheboal upirish v'nolad chay l'tes chadashim gemurim, that the husband did not have relation with his wife during the pregnancy and it was a healthy 9-month-old baby. Okay, so I do not know how that translates into modern day. I don't know, loyalenu, such a thing. But if a baby that's less than 30 days, generally, a baby that's less than 30 days old dies, a crib death, something like that, nafel, there is no avelus. But it does appear to say that if the baby is really 100% healthy, and it was a freak, if the baby died from an accident, it would appear there's a real possibility that the baby would be avelus. There would be shiva and avelus.
Also, if you give a name,
what difference does a name mean? Name every baby's.
Zuri Charles for the baby dies. Buried a day full and they put a name on it.
Okay, put a name, for that's later on.
That's,
but the question
else
is, what about avelus? You can give a name, it doesn't hurt to give a name, but what about avelus? Is avelus a serious business? There are many halachas that go in avelus. You know, the most significant halacha of avelus is you can't go to work. You lose a week's work. That's.
Midrash is only one.
Midrash is only one day, but midrabanan, you know, it hurts. It hurts in the bank.
So the chavers don't even let the parents come out for 7 days.
That's a real nafel. That's a real nafel.
Anytime
about
under little children.
Dies during childbirth, that's called an umbilical cord choking. It's a full-term baby, very healthy.
So we don't know. It's a suffix. That I don't. I told you, I don't know the answer. I don't know what the determination is. Let's say a child who was a freak accident. It died like from the umbilical cord. It was choked, or it died some freak, some malpractice, whatever it was. So it died. So the Iger Hadin, it appears from the Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara, that there would be a law of avelus. It's a full. The reason why many times when the baby dies within 30 days is because the baby was never meant to live. We assume the baby was never meant to live to begin with. Okay, let's go further. Oid nifsak b'shem yesh mi shoymer. Now here's the very big chiddush. This is a very interesting halacha. Shetoyamim shemeis echem ikem b'soch shloshim yom. One of the twins dies within 30 days. The asheni meis li achar la midyoim ein misablin olaf. Twins are born. One baby dies less than 30 days. Okay? There's no avelus. It's a nafel. And then the second baby rallies and dies after 30 days. So if it was the only baby and it died after 30 days, then there's no question you would have to sit shiva for the baby that died after 30 days. But since the baby that died after 30 days is part of a set, it's a twin, and its companion died within 30 days, maybe that's a revelation that the second baby was also really never a bar kayama.
And if it's identical twins, then it's not equal.
Who says it has to be identical twins? In halacha, is there something called identical twins in halacha? I don't know. Let's see what it says. So it says over here, "Vasheni meis le'achalam adyom ein misablam alav uvelavush beer shekavonas hashulchan aruch shegam al sheni ein misablam kevan shebekach harish shekavan shebekach sharishon meis bisloch shloshim yom onu royim shegam hasheni ein ben kayama." Since we see that the first one died within 30 days, so that is a revelation that the second is also not ben kayama. Kevan shulub mitipa achas in harishain. Okay, I want to take it literally or not literally, whatever that means, but basically saying it's a tremendous chiddush is that there is no shiva, there is no avelus for the second baby that died after 30 days, being that the second baby is part of a set, and if the first baby died within 30 days, that is a revelation that the second baby was never meant to make it.
I mean, if it's identical twins, if it's identical, it's one egg that's split. But if it's not identical twins, you're talking about...
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't have the expertise to know if that's true or not. Is that halacha? What is it called, tiba? Does it mean one tiba of an egg? Or does it mean a tiba of zera?
If it's not identical twins, it's two and
two. Yeah, we know that. But we don't know
halacha.
Okay.
Only say what he says.
Okay, let's see. Fine. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Okay. Okay, you're right. You're right. This is something very interesting. You have to see how medical science say we know so much more, and obviously a professional can reveal.
If Khalil comes up,
you have today cases where one baby's born, let's say 2 weeks or even a month.
They can wait.
Yeah, they wait with the twin.
Put them back inside. Keep them back
inside.
They leave them inside. I know. They can mamish be poil moifsim today. Well, today, Baruch Hashem, they can do incredible things. Achataz.
They even kill one if they feel he's...
It's a threat.
He's
a roidef. Achataz, hikshek, now let's go further. Achataz, hikshal din zivikos, abu yemes, daitoi matnia me'oid. The Taz says, the levush says shocking things. Lift our me avelus mikoyach svara chalusha kizos. What a week! What a week svara. Veherich sham lechiach shohu tohu soifer. He made a big mistake. Vaday misablim al hasheni kevin shuchai shloshim yom v'rak al harishon ein misablim v'chidush hu k'mo shekos v'darkei Moshe b'shem arzua she'ein oimim. Just the opposite. Let's say the other way around. The fact that the second baby lived more than 30 days is a revelation that the first baby would really was a ben kayam and should have lived for 30 days. So therefore you should sit a double shiva. You just sit a shiva for the first baby and you sit a shiva for the second baby.
Oh, but he didn't sit for the first one.
So you'll do it now.
Second one.
What?
He didn't sit for the first one because he didn't have the second one to be Megala.
But now when there's the second one,
he's sitting one shiva for both.
He's sitting one shiva for both in a chanami. Okay, one shiva for both. So therefore, it's not so. Varak al arishon.
You're sitting one shiva for both. You're sitting one shiva for one.
You know, yeah, that's what happens.
What do you mean?
You're sitting shiva. How do you right. know if it's for one or both?
Well, we'll sit shiva the second time. He's not going to sit shiva. He's not going to sit shiva.
14 days.
You're not going to sit shiva for the... Okay, let's see. Okay,
so soon, when he sat shiva for all his kids, he sat...
One time. The rak ala rishon ein was a chidushu k'mo shu 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 Umiyamim Rabim Hoidati Dram Il Lemarenu Moichon is al the Bach. Who was the father in law of the Taz? It was the Bach. The Heshavisha Mizman Koidim Harbe his Oiso Harav Agoy Marenu Harav Moshe Harif Zal Bezeh. It's an old Shaila. Old Shaila. The Chain Ola Hamuskan Bein Shneem. The Chain Kova Bechiburoi. Kain Kosav Beprisha. He passed in L'chumra, it seems, right?
Yes.
L'chumra.
Even though halacha ba'avelus...
K'mo k'im yimachna. Kach kosa gam ashach b'kavonis ha'shulchanoch sh'al ha'rishon ein mis'ablim b'al ha'sheni mis'ablim v'dloik l'alvosh. The first baby you don't, okay? The first baby within 30 days you don't, but the second baby you do. The second baby you do. V'hinei, v'bir ha'gro. Where does this come from? This whole discussion of the Shach and the Taz and the Bach and who else did we get involved here in the beginning over here? There was the Levush. All these names, there are a lot of names there. The Levush, Shach, Tach, Baz. Where does all this come from? It all comes from the Daf Gemara, Daf Yud Gimel. Today is Daf Yud Beis Yud Gimel.
Yud
Beis. So we're ahead. It all comes from Daf Yud Gimel. What was the case of the Gemara? Lomdusha case. I want to be a nazir when I have a son. The appeal is Ishtai. So according to the Tanakama, he's off the hook. Einoi chayev benezirus kevan she'ein anu yoidim im havala chayibar kayam oloi v'savid islukula. Omnam histapka ha-gemara, the Gemara goes further to say what happens ma'adim be'oifen shela achar she'ishlei hipila hifrish abal carbon. His wife had a miscarriage. He sets aside a carbon. Ula achar mikan chozre ishta v'yolda vlad noisef. And then his wife gave birth to another child. So bebir hasafik. What's the shaila? Why by mistake? He didn't know the halacha. So the question is the carbon, is the car, could he use the carbon for the first, for the second? Let's see, he explains. Bebir hasafik. Kasva taisvis. Shemedubar. What's exactly the case? Shemedubar who? Shehavlad hanoisiv shenel leishtai hoya me oisai heroyon. This was the shaila. His wife was pregnant with twins. Tais explains the case of the Gemara. The wife was pregnant with twins. The asafik who? Ima sha'onu royim shehavlad hasheni shenoilad hu ben kayama. The Vlad, the second Vlad, since the second Vlad was a Ben Kayama, his wife miscarried one of the twins, but the second twin remained inside the womb, and later she gave birth to the second child, and that second child was healthy. So the shaila, since the second child is healthy, that is a revelation that the first child was also healthy. Shavlad hasheni shnolechu ben kayama midahavi haychacha v'raya shegam havlad harishon hoy ben kayama umemela ein lanu klal safik pekach v'harehu nazir vaday me'achar v'noilad loy ben bar kayama. So therefore, since in this case, when the day is over, his wife gave birth to twins. Well, not gave birth. One was a miscarriage. The second was a bar kayama. So it comes out that the nimsa sheha carbon, the carbon that he was mafresh, shehifresh, that he set aside, sheha carbon. Wait, I'm on the wrong page here. You die on the wrong page. 1 second. Shehifresh mikaydem. That he was mafresh mikaydim kodesh who is kodesh oshem olechol hakedusha ala carbon mikoyach afresh arishayna mishum sheyesh lochos shavlad hasheni leneilad neoisa heroyon shenixa satipa niklita miyadu niksa tipa hashni leniklita el liyachar kama yamin. That's the dilemma. Well, that's the dilemma. So the problem over here is he set aside, after his wife had a miscarriage, he set aside a carbon. The question is, does that carbon, what he was mafresh, have kedusha? If we say that the second baby was from the same tipa, and the second baby is a ben kayama, that's a gilu that the first baby was a ben kayama. The first baby was a ben kayama, then when he was mafresh, is a good hafrasha. But if we learn that the second baby was from a tipa, second tipa, so the second baby has nothing to do with the first baby. So when the first baby came out, it was a nafel. If it was a nafel at that point in time, there was no chiyuv carbon. So the hafrasha was invalid. If the Vlad Sheni is a Bar Kayama, who Chocha Vlad Harishon Eloi, who was that Tali Nidin Hanal B'Nogel La'Avilus and Vlad Echad Moel Al Mishnei Eloi. So therefore, the Gemara has the Safik. The Gemara does not answer this question. When a person's wife, according to the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, a person's wife is pregnant, she miscarries the first baby. The person does a Hafrasha. He designates a carbon for the. Designates an animal for the carbon, and then his wife gives birth to a healthy second baby. So the question is, when he was mafresh the carbon in between the first and the second, was that a valid hafrasha? The Gemara's dilemma is, do we say that the second baby is a revelation on the first baby, and then the hafrasha would be a valid hafrasha, or is the second baby not a revelation on the first baby, and then the hafrasha would not have been a valid hafrasha at that moment in time? So therefore, that is that long this will. The nafkamina will be when it comes to mourning. If Rahmana Litzlan, a woman has a miscarriage, and one baby dies, and one twin lives later on, is the second one a revelation to the first one? Kayotze b'zeher gam ha'orech mishar, v'amin chaschinach, v'chein herich b'rayos misugin b'marit, b'marit al gazi. And because this dilemma in the Gemara is not answered, there is no answer to the shiloh when the woman has the miscarriage and then gives birth to a healthy baby, and the hafrasha for the nazirus took place in the middle. Therefore, l'chumra ein misablin al harishan misafik. Achalasheni misablin. The second one, of course, we're going to misabel. With the chikrei leiv hevi the verbal pasuk kain sheyesh lach mekidas habach hataz vashach that shalavlan shechay achash l'shem yom vaday misablin mulav. The chay pasuk misiv minachem adelin b'shut avodas agyoshuni v'zichroinos eliyahu v'chay hevi hastei chemet v'odayin b'shut yehudi yale v'sefer l'palgois ruvein sheheri. Let's discuss another shaila that relates to this question. What's the other shaila? Toyamim shenoldu b'Shabbos b'chodesh hashmini.
Primis.
Okay. B'chodesh hashmini. 8 months. The echad nigmru saroisa v'tziparnov. And one baby is a healthy baby, has fingernails, has hair, the echad lo. And the second twin, they're twins. Twins are born premature. One baby seems to be A-OK, and the other baby needs to be put in an incubator. Needs a little bit more to go. The echad lo. Imolim gam es hasheni kevan sheharishon bar kayama oy she'enem melamdim ze al ze. The question is, do we do a bris milah? Do we say that since one of the twins is healthy, so that's a revelation that the second twin is also healthy, therefore we should do a bris milah?
Check him out.
So maybe he means on Shabbos. I'm not sure what he means. Maybe he means on Machal Shabbos. Are you Machal Shabbos to do a bris milah on Shabbos? Okay, when the baby is ready, of course you do a bris milah. But now it's the eighth day. So normally a baby that's premature, you don't
so
do
a... So the Gala Das, that the third, even one that's not full, is full because
the second one is full. And mainly you do a bris milah on Shabbos. Right. If it was only one baby, and it was 8 months, and it was premature, and it's something now 100%, the halach is you don't do a bris milah on Shabbos. You have to wait. There's a reyesa. The baby was premature. It's missing here. Then today there's really today. Nishtana hateva.
Tomorrow you couldn't survive.
8 months was a DOA. Right. So today it's Nishtana hateva. We know that. So today, even 6 months, you could have a story where they'll do a bris milah on the eighth day. It's not mukhrach. Today, everything has changed. But here we have a reyesa. Put everything together. You have a baby, he's only 8 months, and the baby doesn't have hair, and doesn't have nails, fingernails. So obviously something is wrong. So, if the... What? It's not fully mature. So there's no question that this was the only baby, you're not going to do a bris milah. Even though the doctors say he's ready to go. He's ready to go because, as far as we can tell, everything is okay. He has enough koyach to withstand the bris milah. A bris milah is not rocket science. Bris milah, they you know, they do a lot of invasive procedures on infants that are much worse, that are much more demanding than a bris milah. Okay, bris milah, even though the baby cries, it's not necessarily that. I mean, sakana, Chazal said bris milah is sakana, but the medical procedure of bris milah sometimes can be minor relative to the invasive procedures that they're doing in the hospital to children that are born with complications. Okay, so the doctor says, listen, the kid's ready to go. He has enough koyach. He can do a bris milah. But in halacha, okay, you have to every moyel and every paisek has a different daya. They'll tell you, listen, the baby is 8 months. The baby doesn't have hair, doesn't have nails. So the halacha is for such a baby, we're not mechal Shabbos.
I'm very mad that if the baby is yellow, even if the doctor says you can go, the
moyel
says no.
No, okay, in the Hanami, to each his own. Halacha has a different set of rules.
Billy Rubin has nothing to do with
this. Right? Halacha has a different set of rules. Halacha over here in the sentence is we're not going to do a bris milah. Because even though the doctors say it's good to go. So the shaila here is we have a new variable. What's the new variable? This baby has a twin. And the twin is the same exact age. And the twin does have hair. And does have... It's manicured nails. Even nail polish. Came out...
What about the pedicure?
It came out perfect. So is this twin, a Giloy Milsa, and Rav Meir will satisfy you. It was an identical twin. Okay, the doctors make the determination these are identical twins. So, do we say if one of them is ready to go, so that's a gili mils on the second one? That's the shayla. Could be mechal Shabbos. Gam shen kevin sharishon on berkayim or yishenim melam dem zel ze. O tali bivin ze. Another shalom yeshet ches bris lila b'toyim and shemay sechem yam b'sech shemayin l'dasai. Another shalom. Let's say one of the twins dies. Okay, one of the baby twins. This can be if twins and one of the and they both seem to be healthy, and one of the babies dies before 8 days. So you get very nervous. If one baby died, shows there's something wrong.
Maybe the second one is also an
Afel. So Chil Shabbos, or maybe even forget the Mila Bizman, maybe the baby's a Chayla, you have to wait to be Mila Bizman. You don't want to wait until the baby becomes a little bit older, there's more Koyach for the Bris Mila. So in Halacha, what does Halacha say? Forget what the doctors say. Okay? The doctors can say what they want to say, but Halacha is even more chomer, is more stringent sometimes. So what do we do? Do we say that one infant has a Gili Mils on the second infant? So, another question of od ayin od b'shut ayin mekalacha shadon in behemos yesh echacha b'taimim me'echad al chaveray animals. Other different shilas when it comes to animals, I guess of kashrus issues.
Twin animals.
We're gonna get what?
Animals are different because you can have seven.
Okay. So these are all the various shilas. All comes from this daf gemara. When you have a situation where a woman is pregnant. A woman, the case of the mother, the woman is pregnant, and she has a miscarriage on one baby, and then the husband is mafresh on honor of the baby that was the miscarriage, a carbon instead of nazirus, and then the wife later gives birth to a healthy baby. So the question is, do we say that the second baby is a revelation, the first baby was a ben kayama, and the nela when the nazirus was triggered, and the karbanos that he designated were 100% valid. They're good karbanos. The karbanos were good karbanos. How far do we go in halacha to say one twin is a revelation on the other twin? All of these shilas are nafkamin. Okay, we'll stop over here. Take a short break.
What's the name of this
sefer? Misifta.
What's it called?
Misifta.
I saw you in the Yom HaLevi.
It's very. It doesn't say very much.
No, just a line.
Misifta, you said? Yeah.
Misifta?
Did you see what the team of people?
A group of people.
It's a group of Gemara.
What does the Baba Vaz say?
It's a commentary on the
No, it's
yeah,
Gemara.
The Gemara.
What?
It's called the Gemara.
Over here it says
I didn't look this up.
You didn't look this up?
No, are you kidding?
It would be interesting what he said. You say you didn't look it up? Why not?
I don't have it. I don't have these songs.
It's very, very interesting what he's saying.
I'm sure it is.
This is in the back of the Gemara.
You read the book already? You finished?
I didn't touch
it. Who wrote this?
I respect you this much, you know. If I pick up the FJJ, then it's
in the back of the Gemara.